April 19, 2017, Area District Regular Board Meeting.
Okay, we'll call a meeting to order.
Flag of the United States Republic for which it stands.
All right, the meeting was called to order at 6:00 PM on April 19th. It's our monthly board meeting. Take roll call. We have Tim McCain on the phone with us tonight. And we have Dean Cron and Betty Harding with us in person. And just for the record, Pastor McCain or Tim McCain is absent tonight. Correction, has an excused absence tonight. So we got you covered, Tim.
And I think Steve's trying to call. Give me one second.
Okay, hold on just one second.
I have to call him.
Dynamics of this figured out here.
I didn't know this was going to be a teleconference meeting tonight.
I don't think we did either.
That's probably someone trying to call him back on the phone. Tell the chief's trying to call him back. Ask if it's a 4245. What's it, Pastor Tim?
Yes, I'm still here with you.
Awesome. I'm trying to get Steve on my other phone.
Need another phone?
Hey.
Hey, Chief.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I apologize. I got Pastor Tim on the other phone and you're on this phone. So in the room is Bill Bailey, our clerk running the meeting. We have Betty Harding. We have Dean Cron. On the phone is Chairman McCain and yourself.
Okay.
So through telephonically and in present, we have a full committee.
We do have a quorum and welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to move on to the fire chief's report.
Okay.
Okay.
So everybody has a copy of the fire chief's report. It's in front of them. I'll make sure I get it with Chairman McCain and Board Member Ross when they get back. I'll just go through the list and highlight some of the action items that I have, but I'm happy to stop at any other item to go through there as well if anybody has any questions. So number one, under manpower, we had one new member join the fire district during the month. That was Rob Jarvis, who was the previous chief of Cooley, joined the district as one of our part-time firefighter paramedics. Tanner was kind enough to put an article in the paper. I think it came out today. Out today that recognized that, so thank you for doing that for us. We greatly appreciate the press on that. Under facilities and equipment, number two, our 1942 engine. Dean and I stopped by Brown and Brown. They're actually doing the final sanding on it for the undergoing the bodywork. And a final paint, we're trying to get to approve the color hopefully by Friday. So we're getting closer and closer on that, so that's pretty exciting for us. Brown and Brown has done an excellent job working with us on that. Matter of fact, they were the only partner we could get to even entertain us to help us with our budget. So kudos to Brown and Brown and Eloy for working with us on a project. So if you have anybody, please send it over to Larry there, Jimmy Kerr. Under training number four, the district training, daily training for the month of April is a simulated two-story structure and fire response utilizing the first two engine and our tender truck as a hydrant. We also imply that with a lost firefighter and part of the training evolution and Captain Lopez, Captain Effington, Captain Hemmings. Number five, our partnership with Wizard Education has come to an end for our in-house paramedic training. All five of our members have successfully completed that. And as of this morning, AJ Salcida, and as of about noon today, Jose Serrano have both passed the national test.
Great.
So two out of the five have taken, not only completed the course, but are now nationally certified. They'll come on, matter of fact, they will both be on tomorrow's paramedics for us. Of what we gave back to our members to increase them, and that was at the cost of about $8,000 per member. And they're working a five-year buyback on that. Kudos to AJ and Jose for completing it, and the other ones are working on completing it. Six, the key performance indicators, again, we track quality, productivity, and safety. They're all going well. We measure several of those that we'll talk here further on our monthly report. Great, ongoing procedures and SOPs. We continue to develop policies and SOPs on training. We're focusing on a rapid intervention company bag, and we implement a new process to be more successful. If we have a trapped firefighter in a fire, we will implement our RIC crew. Page two, number 13, under community service during the month, we assisted 39 citizens with smoke detector challenges, batteries, home safety repairs, and collectors that need to be changed out. We're seeing more and more smoke detectors that are, 20 plus years old now that are starting to fail. So we try to get out and help our senior citizens with batteries. And our goal is not to have residents on ladders that will be working at a height that increases the risk of falling. School events and groups, number 16, on the 27th of March, we participated in a Cabot State training session. Forrest went over to help with that. On the 28th, Pepper attended the 2017 special district meeting hosted by Pinal County. While I went down on the same date to the 7710 insurance and parking meeting in Mesa to help us study on workers' comp as comp report. Also on the 28th, we attended the EO meeting in Casa Grande to look at the feasibility to do not only a regional training officer position, but also to look at Eloy, Casa Grande, and Arizona City all in the same dispatch system. On the 8th of April, which was Saturday before last, we hosted the Boy Scouts garage sale out back. And on the 11th of April, we participated. Finally, under the last section under contracts and business issues, 29, we've completed our VFIS plan savings for insurance policies. We redid those policies at a cost and increased our plan number 30. The Accenture 450 Safe plan is now live. And I think the official date was the day when it goes live. So now our 457, which needed to be merged to another plan, now legally has another plan, the 408, to be tied to. Again, those two plans complement each other.
Okay, any questions from the board for the chief? Hearing none, then we'll move on to item number 6 of the agenda, which is staff reports.
Mr. Board Member Bailey, again, for the month of March, excuse me, I put my glasses on. These are the calls between March 1st and March 31st. We had a total of 115 calls. Of those 115 calls in March, 5 were fires, 79 were rescue and emergency medical responses, 4 were false alarms, 5 were mutual aid given, 2 were other responses, which include smoke scare. If you turn to the next page, this is the number of firefighters that were injured or exposed to hazardous materials throughout the month that fell into the OSHA recordable for either first aid, near miss, or lost time. You'll see that those numbers are 0. And if you have to turn to the next page, this starts to break down the amount of the calls in the first section of the sheet. You'll see there are fires number 1. We had 1 building fire, which was a commercial fire here on Sun Road. We had 2 fires and structures other than in a building. We had a motor malfunction, a fire confined, which was an electrical fire. We had 1 rubbish fire outside a structure. Section 3, rescue and emergency response. Again, when we break those 83 down, 18 were emergency medical service calls. 64 were EMS calls excluding vehicle accidents. And we had 1 motor vehicle accident in the month of March for 12. Calls there you can see are broken down. Service calls for others 5, person in distress 1, public service assistance, government agency with people, public service 1, and assistance for 5, which are typically our slips, trips, and falls. Good intention, we were dispatched and canceled en route for 5 calls. We had no incident found on 1 call, total burn where we were called due to a call to 911 and found that the person burning had a controlled burn for a total of 7. We had 4 false alarms, and we had 1 special incident other, which was our mutual aid to Casa Grande. We went over and did citywide coverage for them, and also went to the command of the fire in Olive and 8th for. On the next sheet, you'll see this is the breakdown of the 80 EMS calls. Again, the initial 62 were no lights and siren, or what we call code 2, and we had 18 original code 3. And the last page breaks down our fractile response time. Our 90% fractile response time is 6 minutes and 16 seconds, and we average every year, every month of every year, to be 5 minutes or less for all calls. And you can see our average part was 4 minutes and 2 seconds. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. And that's all I have.
Anybody on the board have any questions for the chief regarding the monthly report?
That's the first time we had somebody take command in another department, and I think it should be recognized because I was on Never Happened. Quite an accomplishment.
That's excellent. All right, moving on to number 7.
We did not receive any correspondence through the month other than a thank you card.
Okay. All right, moving on to item number 8, the consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. have any items that need to be pulled from anybody? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion then to approve?
So moved.
Keith Harding made the motion to approve the consent agenda.
A second.
Second, is that Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Second is Steve Ross. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All right. Vote is approved unanimously. Move right on then to item number 9, which is the call to public. And I have no notices from anyone. Is there anybody in the audience that would care to address the board?
Hey. We have no yellow cards, correct? We didn't have any yellow cards, okay?
All right, no yellow cards. So in that case, we will move on to item number 10, which is old business. And item number 1, discussion, possible action, reference audit from Saunders. Chief.
So this is the time in which we have scheduled to call Saunders to have him read to the board our audit. Each of you have received in one of the previous meetings of the Saunders packs. So by law, they used to have to come here once a year to actually read through this. Now legislation has been modified that they can call on the phone. I hope I dialed the right number. Hi, Jim. It's Chief Feed with Arizona City Fire District.
Oh, hi, Chief. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty better.
I have you on speakerphone. I just want to let you know a couple logistic issues. The board meeting this night is being run by our board chairman, Bill Bailey.
Okay.
In the room is board member Betty Harding, board member Dean Cron, and telephonically calling in, if that's a word, is on the telephone is board member Steve Ross and our board chairman Tim McCabe.
Okay, sounds like we got a big telephone conference.
We do. We have three on the telephone and three in the room here. So technology is helping us out today. So we have several in different states as well. So we are at our old business, Jim, which is discussion and possible action, which is to review the audit from the Saunders audit from 2016.
Okay.
Logistically, each member has received your audit packet that was sent to Pepper, and we're opened right now, and the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. We did your audit again this year, as we have for the last few years. We appreciate your confidence in us. Basically, an audit consists of our looking at your financial information, where you look at two major items that it is correctly presented according to accounting standards to see that the underlying financial data is accurately reflected in the financial statements that you're presenting. Basically, on page 5 of that auditor's report is the auditor's report letter. That is the crux of the whole matter. The first bold-headed paragraph in there says management's responsibility is the financial statements. The financial statements belong to you. They're your information. They're prepared by you. They're maintained by you. So they are the district's product. It's been great in maintaining that and helped us a great deal in this. Auditor's responsibility, which is the next bold header, says basically our responsibility is to express the opinion that I said earlier about the accuracy of the presentation and the accuracy of the underlying information. The bottom paragraph there in opinions says, in our opinion, financial statements as above present fairly in all material respects the position of your duties, etc., the Arizona City Fire District. What that means is we found them to be correct in formatting presentation, and they found the underlying data from our audit test to be accurate. Another part of our report is back on page 53, which is in the auditor's report on internal control, compliance, and other matters. Arizona, the state legislature has seen fit to require auditors of fire districts to adhere to two sets of standards. One is generally accepted auditing standards set by the American Institute of CPAs, the ICPA. The other is governmental auditing standards, and those standards are set by the Comptroller General of the United States. legislature has been fit by law, by legislation, to require us to follow both sets of standards. Governmental standards may incorporate all of the general accepted standards in the AICPA, but they add on some additional requirements. One, we have to look at internal control, and two, we have to look at compliance. The internal control being that set of procedures, policies, methodologies that you follow in maintaining your financial, records. We have to look at two parts of that. One, are those controls accurate, say, your district, and are you following what you say you're supposed to follow? That is that paragraph, internal, bold paragraph in there, internal control. The last sentence under that section says, during audit, we identify any deficiencies in internal control we consider to be material weakness. That means that we found the internal controls to be adequate, and we found them to be followed. Next bold paragraph is compliance and other matters. We have to look at your compliance with laws, rules, regulations promulgated by the county, the state, government, and basically anybody in the world. But we have to look at whether you're complying with those rules and regulations that apply to your industry. The last sentence in that paragraph says, the results of our test disclose no instances of noncompliance or other matters required to be reported under those standards. Which we can vary on that is that we found your compliance with laws, rules, and regulations to be adequate and didn't find any issues where you deviated from those. Third area of concern, or third area of reporting, is back on page 57. It says independence report on compliance with ARS 480502. State legislature, as a result of some problems in other fire districts around the state, came up with this brilliant idea that we had to report on compliance with a specific statute in addition to all of our other test work. That statute, that's 480502. And that statute basically says that the board has to assert or attest to the county when they submit their budget that they're not going to have available or anticipated to come in revenue, with the exception of long-term debt such as bond issues or lease purchases. Obviously, bond, if you had the money to pay for big lease purchases or big purchases up front, you wouldn't be going out for a bond or lease purchase, you just pay for them. So basically that says those are the exceptions to you having to have enough money available. You have to be able to cover those payments, but the legislature wants to assure themselves that you are basically solvent and that you're not overspending what you anticipate having available. The third paragraph in that says, in connection with our examination, nothing came to our attention that caused us to believe that the district's assertion of compliance with those statutes was inadequate or the district failed to comply with the provisions of that section. In other words, we looked at it, we saw that you did attest to the county that you weren't going to do that, and we found no evidence of the fact that you were doing that. So that's what that whole thing is. It's a lot of kind of hurting and go round without a lot of effect, but it is statutory that we have to report on it and you have to follow it. Given all that, those are the reports that we're required to issue to you. At this point, it might be more efficient to ask if you have questions about the financial statements or if you have questions about what we did or how we did it or anything like that. It gets better if I just address your questions.
All right, thanks, Jim. Steve, any questions?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Tim, any questions?
Negative, I'm good.
Okay, Betty Harding?
None.
None, Dean?
None.
None, and I have none, Jim, so I think we're A-okay.
Well, must have done a better job of talking than I thought.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I appreciate your conference. If there's nothing further, I'll let you get on with your evening.
All right, I appreciate that, and appreciate the time tonight. Thank you.
All right. Well, if anybody has questions later on or something, give us a call. We'll try to answer them.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I guess we're going to need a motion to approve the audit. Do you have said motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the audit.
Okay, and that's Steve.
Yes, sir.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
Oh, sorry, Tim, you got beat out.
That's all right, I'm good with that, too.
All right. We have a motion and a second to accept the audit from Saunders, and I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, passed unanimously. Very good. And kudos to staff. Job well done. Excellent job. Appreciate that. A lot of work. That's a lot of pressure and a lot of time involved. All right, next item would be new business, and that is discussion possible action reference budget for 2017-2018. Chief Eaton.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. So, again, this is the time of year when we bring up our ideas for the budget to move forward for 2018. So last year we ended up putting a full presentation together at 0% and 2.5% and 5%. This year, because of where we're at with our budget, with Prop 117, just to remind people, Prop 117 has three parts. It has primary dollars to secondary dollars, so we have a reduced funds from there, and we only get real dollars. If a household does not pay those tax dollars, the county does not make those up anymore. We only get that part that said we can only grow by 5% year after year all the way through. The last part says that right now our cap is set at our mill rate is $3.25. So as we look through the budget, as Pepper and I look through the budget, we came up with what would fall within the statutes that we have. And choices are 0%, which our tax rate would remain the same, $2.07 per $10,000 assessed value. If we went up 2.5%, we would go up by basically 13 cents. We would take our tax rates to $3.20 per $10,000 assessed value. And if we went to 3.5%, we would go up roughly 17 cents, and we take our tax $3.24, which is just below the limit. So I would like to just entertain the board's ideas of where they'd like to go, a little bit of recapping on history. My first year here, 2015-16, we had a 0%. 17, we went up 5%. So over those two, averaged about a 2.5%. 17-18, Pepper and I have looked at the budget, looking at the previous comments from the board on trying to do more for our workers to give more wages on there. Everything we put in from last year went directly into salaries for the salary, fringe, benefits, and insurance. My suggestion is we look at a 3.5% increase for the cap and put those same dollars back into salaries and benefits and try to provide more benefits for our workers going. So again, our goal is to try to reduce our pool down, especially with some of the legislation we read about when we went to our fall conference in Laughlin. There's a Fair Labor Standard Act that's coming up here in July that's going to be a change with the Public Safety Pension Retirement System. That's going to affect us yet on the House bills. And finally, we know the Family Medical Leave Act may change too in our classification. In the old days, we had full-time employees, part-time employees, paid-on-call employees, and volunteer employees. Fair Labor Standard Act, everybody's an employee and will get the same benefit. Prepare for that, but I would just like to try to get a flavor from the board to try to entertain where they're at for a budget standpoint. So instead of building three independent separate budgets to go through, again, my recommendation is to go to 3.5%. That would go up basically 17 cents and provide all those dollars into salary that you can see we're still over this year, but we're including that through operational excellence. Put more money in there to be able to give more amenities and more $8.24 for Board Member Harding, Board Member Cron, and Pepper and myself. We all sat through the open presentation that was conducted by Chief Law and Chief Beck. There is legislation this year that you can go out and get a special bond and exceed $3.25. But I get a special bond to go and do that. We heard the medical did it, and also how Pine Strawberry did it. So if you can work with your community and actually vote on those and go above that. My recommendation as the fire chief is to not do that. I think anytime you ask for a special bond to be able to work with your profit and loss margin is not what it's designed for in my eyes. Nothing against departments that did that, but I don't think that's where it at. that we're at, and I think if we go up by 3.5%, so you average over the years, we had 0 in 15, 16, 16, 17, we had 5%, and then now we're going to do a 3.5%. It'll average somewhere around 2.8%, well below the cost of living index raise.
All right. With that, anybody have any questions for the chief?
Chief, is there? Are you concerned at all about how that puts us basically right at the cap, and so for the future we would be stuck at that same budget number for the foreseeable future?
You know, it's a great question, Pastor Tim. I think it's like 86% of the districts when they presented in that session are already at the limit already. So we're up against the hard ceiling. I think it is unfortunately just a necessary evil because that number is so old. But if we want to try to provide more fair and equitable wages to our employees, give them benefits and insurance, it's going to be where we're at, but we're going to have to hold that steady unless the legislation changes. So it's really just a necessary evil to be there, but it gives us the tools that we need to be more successful.
Okay, that answers my question.
Very good. Anyone else have any questions, or that was a good
actually, I have one more question, Chief.
Sure.
With that 17-cent increase, I know last year when we did the budget, you told us what it would cost the average homeowner, a home that was a $100,000 home. What that would cost them per year, I think, was something like $20 per year or something of that sort. Do you have a figure on what this would cost the average homeowner?
Yeah, if you looked at 0%, we would stay right about, for a $100,000 assessed home in Arizona City, you'd pay about $307 for your fire taxes. Under the 3.5 rate, you would pay roughly $324 for the same period of time. So it would increase it roughly $14 for the average homeowner.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? That was a great question, Tim. I took it right off the tip of my tongue as well, so that was probably one of my major concerns with that. How are we looking within Pinal County in comparison?
We're actually in the bottom third if you look at where we're at, but there's several right at that cap. And it skews the data because, as we learned, Superstition, Fire and Medical, and Strawberry now are above that 325 cap. I'm just going to go back in and say, how many people are going to go out for a special bond in this election cycle? The problem with this Senate bill that was approved here locally through an ARS standard, Arizona Revised Statute, it only goes to the end of the year. So that has a sunset date of December 31st. So if you don't ask for a special bond in the November elections, you're going to have that IRS statute or a House bill. Data, but we're at the bottom third. I think 85% in the present. Old days, you could run a special bond for 2 years and you were done. This allows you to exceed that 325.
How's the board feel about entertaining a motion for one of these three, and we can go from there?
Can we put that on hold till we all get back there?
Oh, absolutely. And all we're asking for, really all I'm asking for, is if you had a flavor of what you think we would like to do as a board, instead of building a whole budget presentation at 0%, building a whole another one at 2.5%, and building a whole another one at 3.5%, if we had a flavor of where the board was going to go, I would concentrate on just building one big presentation at that amount. But all we're doing really now is just trying to figure out where we think we'd like to go as a district, so I can build a presentation to present it in May.
At that 2.5, do you think you can stay with the under budget and the 3.5 under budget?
Yeah,
or are we going to be close to that?
Well, at 3.5, we could stay under, but we were trying to do as much as we could to increase the salaries for our employees within that level to spend just what we have.
So we need to make a motion for one of those, is that what you're saying?
No, really, it's not a motion. It's just instead of building three separate budgets, it would just reduce my work down to a third.
Right, just build one budget.
Yeah. But it really does have to be in a motion format, because we won't vote on the budget until we create it, and we haven't created it yet.
Right.
I think we should go with the 3.5 myself, if we can stay with under budget with that one.
Yeah.
And give the employees a nice raise, or get them up to where they're comfortable living.
Okay.
One more quick question regarding that. Chief, I know you haven't put together a budget yet, and so you may not be able to answer this question, but how close are we to getting you appropriate help to not have to work ungodly numbers of hours?
Well, it's a great question, and just to be clear for everybody, if we increase our budget by 3.5%, we're only talking about putting just over $48,000 in the budget. So it's not a lot of money. If we go across and look at giving our 12 full-time people, you know, even a dollar an hour, we have to constitute that, you know, 24 hours times 365 days in a year times four people. It's $48,849 is all it's going to add to our budget. So if we give it to our employees, there'll be absolutely no help at all to do anything else to BEF. Now, I am looking at trying to doing a modified plan with some of the staff we have, but we're just going to have to see if we can exit on that to allow me maybe to split the weeks up versus running every single night.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with going with the 3.5%, I think, to put that proposal together.
Okay, and that's Pastor Tim. And Steve Ross, you were somewhat in favor of the 3.5?
Yes, I was.
Okay. I'd like to see a consensus of the board. I think in previous board meetings we kind of discussed trying to move on in the future with a consensus on our decision. Betty, where do you fall within that?
I have a thought. Do our employees match the other fire stations within S. Grand Eloy? Are they in line with them for the work they do? Are we up? Are we down?
Well, if we just compare to Casa Grande and Eloy, we are down. We're below those, but we've always known that. If we look at Pinal County and the state, we're right about in the middle for what we're doing.
But we need to really take and concentrate on the fact that our area is paying what, and we should be comparable to that.
I agree, but here's what I'll tell you. I spent a majority of our budget last year giving them back some of the things this board's taken away. The board took away insurance, pension, and substance. I didn't, the board did. That cost us a lot of money. So that's part of compensation that cost us a lot of money to make them whole. We as a board, prior to my arrival, took away insurance, substance, and benefits that kept this place from being a home for our employees. If you didn't come from another fire district, you weren't going to stay here long because you had no benefits, insurance, or substance. That cost us a lot of money to go in for that. That's real dollars that we had to spend. I think we had about $98,000, and we spent all that on our employees and some ahead. We also had stopped paying for people to go to training. We had people that wanted to go to paramedic school but couldn't afford the $8,000. So we spent about $70,000 to put students through with a five-year buyback plan. That kept $5,000 in their pocket. So the students not only got the $8,000, but we covered their time when they were working. So if Joe Smith was working that day, I had to cover his shift, and he also got paid. So about another $3,900 in each person's pocket. So it was another $12,000. That came out of the budget. I would love to go across the board and say we're fair and equitable with Eloy and Casa Grande. We're not there yet, and we won't be there for a while because of the actions of the previous boards. But we're doing everything we can to get as whole as we can, as quickly as we can. But again, if we increase the budget by 3.5%, we are only adding $48,849, so much, with what we have. And that's not going to make us fair and equitable. Okay. You look at Pinal County, you look at the state, we're in the upper quartile. We're getting close to being up there. If you look at our benefits, and we don't have a copay on our benefits, our insurance is the best in the state, our fringe is some of the best in the state, and Pepper and I have worked really hard to make those policies the best we can. I'll give you an example. This board had taken away benefits from the workers, and our death benefits for someone who was killed in line of duty was less than $10,000. Can't even bury somebody for less than $10,000. Now that amount is $100,000. So we can not only bury that, but the spouse of the survival of the member who fortunately it was going to pass will have a little bit of money to continue to make their house payments and make the transition and provide those insurance from the loss of income from the loved one. That cost us real dollars. We had no short-term disability, long-term disability. Now we have that built in a plan. If somebody gets injured, but they don't become killed, but they need help retraining. We now have retraining. We didn't have that before. So that's cost us money to be able to do that. Our 401A account we added in has some administration costs. So those are things we've been able to do with the budget we have. But to look across and say, we need to be fair and equitable, I think we need to be real with one another and say the previous board has done a tremendous amount of degradation to this, and we're going to have to work hard to get it back up. And 3.5% isn't going to get that done. No. We'll be closer, but it's not going to get it done. But if you take 12 employees times 24 hours times 365 days a year and multiply a dollar, you're going to see that that's far in excess of $8,849.
I think if you look at it, you know, apartment to starting up, you know, to make it grow by leaps and bounds, but it's going to take a long way. And to compare it, you know, last grand, you can't fucking four big stations, you're talking multiple tax dollars, you know, it's just man staff and budget that you, it's hard to compare this with that. I think you need to look at where we got to. Absolutely. And it's really that showed up and stopping the missed calls and
absolutely
and a good reason.
Well, and, you know, we do things like, you know, most budgets around us or much districts around us have a clothing allotment fund of $200 to $300. Why everybody's closed because we're a little less on that burden on our employees. We pay for all education. Other departments don't do that. Other departments have a copay and insurance. Our copay is $0, so that saves the employee money. $8,000 we invested in five students and $4,000 in pay to put them through. It gives them that certification. There's a five-year buyback where if they left after write a district back, because it's only been right and fair to do our taxpayers, but that puts $12,000 that they didn't have to spend. Health benefits are better. Our medical benefits are better. Our short-term survival benefits, we have re-education. The board had reduced those down to a lower limit. And it's nothing against the board. You have to remember, we voted on that as a district, and a majority of our people worked at Avra Valley, Casa Grande, Eloy, Gila River, and they didn't need those things. Our new members need those things to allow us to have the autonomy we need to have. So we're going to count less on our full-time members somewhere else that come here part-time to build our own expertise so we can have people that work together so we don't miss calls. We have a paramedic, a shift, firefighter on every shift, and great operational excellence, and we're measuring productivity, quality, and safety to drive our performance. And we're seeing those things on fires we go to. We had a great fire down here. We're being called for mutual aid, and we, you know, the fire that I commanded for Casa Grande, there was 14 companies and 8 agencies being there. Now they're more apt to help us out when we need help more quickly when we can get reciprocity, but it's only through these functional things.
Hey, Chief. I've got one more quick question for you, Chief, regarding this whole thing.
Go ahead, Tim.
This last year, and I'm not sure if the previous year was the same, but we sent several people through paramedic school, as you already mentioned. Is that something that is going to continue, or are we at a point now where those funds can be reinvested into wages or whatever?
It's a great question. We're not going to do that this year. We have two members that are going through with a GI bond that had previous military service. So we're going to be able to reinvest that money back into the salaries as we go forward.
And how much was that approximately that we spent on that?
About $70,000.
Okay, great. Okay, that's all the other questions I've got, I think, at this point.
Okay, well, we won't call for a motion, but am I correct in assuming that we do have a consensus on the 3.5? Betty and Dean both shake their head yes, and I'm in favor of that. Steve and Tim? Okay.
Yes, that's good to me.
All right, then let's go ahead and direct Chief Heaton and staff to prepare a draft 3.5% increase budget. Okay, I think that about does it not, Chief?
Yep, that's
okay.
All
right. I got one thing, Chief. I want you to mention to everybody that we're doing that spaghetti dinner May 12th, and it's open to the public, and all that money that we're raising is going to go back to the Arizona City Community Youth Activity Program.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I was going to save it for next month, but it's a good point to mention for advertisement. Like I said, Steve is committed with the Moose Lodge to host a spaghetti dinner for us. As an association, we're going to support the labor of that to help the Moose Lodge on, and Steve and the Moose members have committed to give those dollars back to our summer safety program. Talking about that, which is an excellent point, segue in, last year we did our summer safety program every Tuesday and Thursday. We averaged about 100 kids from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. They played in the water. We talked about fire prevention. We talked about fire safety. And we fed those children, and we averaged right about 100, 102 children. We've been approached by the community, by the Chamber of Commerce and businesses, to see if we can move that to 3 days a week, doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Those funds came out of the operational budget, and Chief Heaton worked very, very hard to try to find a home for those, because the reason we do that, just to make sure we understand, is during the calendar year, the Boys and Girls Club of Casa Grande basically gets a room at the school for free. During the summertime, when the school shuts down, they have to charge it for that, and the Boys and Girls Club of Casa Grande can't afford to do that. So there is absolutely zero activities in the city of Arizona City for any children to do unless you can find your way to the Boys and Girls Club in Casa Grande, which many of them can't because they walk up or ride their bikes to the firehouse. I really believe that number is going to climb up from 102 because I got an outstanding time when we fed them, and I think it's going to be cousins, brothers, sisters, family members, and neighbors that number is going to be higher. Our association has made a commitment to make a contribution back, but the golf tournament did an outstanding job championing that to give money to the association. We have several business partners that are going to make contributions to that. Airbeam's already made $1,000. We have two citizens that are going to make $1,000 apiece is what they're committing to. And if we could get a spaghetti dinner by just supporting the Moose and the labor to get that money in, it'll help as well. And Steve, last year the Moose made several donations financially as well. Do you remember what they totaled by any chance?
I think it started, I could be wrong, I have to check the numbers, and I'm not going to be at that meeting tomorrow, but I will call in. I think it started at 150, and I think we had to bump that up to about $400. For 1 month there when it got really busy because we do it for about 2 months. My thing is, if we just do it 2 days, I'm not sure I'm going to have to raise enough money to cover everything unless you get donations from other people too. Because you got to realize most of our winter folks have left, so now I've got to count on everybody there and the locals and hopefully get the word out. And the reason I wanted to bring that up because next month, the thing's going to be over.
Yeah, that's true.
Before we have a meeting. That's why I wanted to get out there to you guys to let everybody know that I'm going to open it to the public. It's going to be based, I think, around $8, $8.50, or whatever that number is that we agreed on, Chief, to raise that money. And we're just going to bring that money back into the community for the youth program.
And then the district and the Moose are going to split the cost for the food materials. It won't always be a shoulder and a moose. And I think, too, Steve, I think you guys at least provided a couple of checks last year and food from the Moose standpoint.
I think we did, yes.
Yeah. So
I will bring that up again, too, with the board to help in any way we can. Again, we're going into our summer months, and what money we have, I got to get us through that summer electric bill, blah, 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 you know, just like everybody else.
Steve, thank you very much for the information. We'll go ahead and move right along now. Next meeting date will be May 17th, 2017 for the regular business meeting. And item 13, agenda items for the next meeting are due by May 9th of 2017. And I think we stand adjourned at 18:50 hours or 6:50.
Got to take a motion.
Take a motion for that. Ready?
I'll second.
Betty Harding seconded the motion. All of those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Pat. Motion passed. Thanks, guys. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Steve.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, guys. Thanks, Pastor Jim.
Bye.
Can we make contact with some of the hot dog companies, places like that?
Sure.
Donations?
Yeah.
Let me know too. It might be nice to get some community members involved and stuff.
And we even talked about getting a contact.
Sure, we can. I imagine you've got many.
Talk to Yori Borella at Patrius and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Great. Awesome. Good meeting.
Engine 5-6.
Quick question, as a taxing officer,
in public hearing. Engine
5-6. We got ALS call, just one, we're going to 5-6-7 to the ALS call.